So then this girl, this little girl, I'm just using an example. She becomes lesbian, but she begins to struggle with it. So then she comes to church, and ain't nobody operating in the Holy Ghost or discernment. So they give her a job in the church. See, I tell preachers all the time, they say, well, hiring a homosexual, that's the best choir director and everything you have. I said, brother, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing to him. You don't know what's happening inside of him. So then this lesbian got this position, or this homosexual got this position. Then they begin to use the position to position themselves. And this position, the struggle I have in secret, this position is going to make me feel okay about it. Because as long as they're clapping, as long as they're worshiping and raising their hand, as long as I'm infecting them, then God is still using me. And I'm not that bad. Yeah, we don't understand. We don't understand. We don't understand. We just use people up. And they have these struggles. And they want to get free. But because we want to use them, because we need a musician, because we need a choir director, because we need a preacher, we're going to sit silent and not say nothing and say we can't judge when everything in you is telling you that this person is homosexual, this person is foul. You know what the saddest part of that is? You can ignore it all you want, but your children. Your children get a desensitization to the truth built up like a brick wall. Then when the real preacher come in, they don't want to hear it because they think that all preachers is a bunch of phony folk. Because you can't fool no teenager. You think you fooling them. Don't talk about it, baby. Don't say nothing. Them kids sitting up there in their room talking about, man, yeah, pastor's a punk. Yeah, he's a sissy. Yes, he is. Child, that's why I ain't getting saved. Because these folk faking and shaking. You can't give no child no counterfeit. Children don't accept it. Teenagers don't accept counterfeits. You haven't learned that yet? Have you ever tried to give your child, your teenager, some shoes, and instead of they Nikes, they Bikes? They be like, nah, I ain't wearing that, mama. Yep, boy, that's all I can buy. You need to wear. Mama, I'm not wearing it. Please don't make me wear them Bikes. Please, mama, please. Please, mama, please. Boy, that's all I could afford. Son, go in the room and get an axe and just chop his foot off. Right. See, I can't wear them now. No kid want no counterfeit. That's why I can't understand why they trying to do this holy hip hop. That knockoff. You a gangster and a thug and tough and rough in church. Yeah, you couldn't be no real gangster in the street. So you come in church, I'm going to punk the people of God. Shoot, I'm rough and tough in church with the mothers. The mothers. I'm the thug and the gangster for God in here with the mothers. I'm in here with the mothers, and yeah, I'm tough. I'm a gangster for God. Come on, throw it up. In church where ain't nobody got no gun. You in charge. I'm the Don. Y'all mess with me, boy. He tough in church. Y'all sit down, Libby. Can I just tell it like it is?